In July, the DNR sent a letter to 125 wastewater treatment plants in the state, asking them to test for PFAS in water coming in and going out. In an interview earlier this month, wastewater section chief Jason Knutzid said the voluntary test would help the DNR learn the extent of the issue.
We are working very hard to develop standards and also take these interim actions to scope the extent of contamination and prioritize our efforts where we can get the biggest bang for our buck in terms of protection of human health.
But Marinette and Peshtigo were the only plants that responded during the 90-day request timeline. Also this month, a state coalition recommended cities not bother with testing. Kurt Watinsky is the deputy director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities.
I think it'll be quicker, kind of jump over the initial step that the department was recommending of testing and go right to kind of the potentially known or likely sources.
The League and its partners want to work directly with industries potentially emitting PFAS compounds and encourage them to find alternatives.
Communicate with them and ultimately, hopefully, develop some kind of plan of action to substitute out any material that they're using, say, in their manufacturing process that might have PFAS in it, maybe treating it before it enters into our wastewater plant.
The plan depends on voluntary cooperation from industries. Wisconsin has no formal regulations on PFAS, but on Wednesday, the State Natural Resources Board voted unanimously to move forward with PFAS rulemaking on groundwater, surface water, and public drinking water. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.